Tick season is booming this year. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. There's a guy at Michigan State University who people call when they find a tick on their child or their pet. And lately, he's been getting a lot of calls. Howard Russell is an entomologist at MSU, and he joins me now. Which parts of the state are seeing the biggest booms in tick populations?
Well, there's certain areas of the state, of course, that have had lots of ticks for a long time. The Upper Peninsula, in particular, they deal with ticks routinely and have been for quite some time. But I'm getting calls from people from areas that haven't seen a lot of ticks, particularly central Lower Peninsula, southeastern Lower Peninsula, and the central part of the state.
And when they call you, are they finding ticks in their backyards?
Some people are. They want to know what they can do about them in large areas. I had a call from somebody just last week from the southeastern part of the state who said he had bought a new piece of property and he took his grandkids out there, and all of a sudden now he found ticks in his house, he found ticks in his car, he found ticks on the grandkids. And, you know, 10 years ago I never got calls from that area of the state complaining about ticks, but now it seems to be rather routine.
Why are they doing so well?
I don't know, Rebecca. I mean, I can't even really speculate, other than maybe it's just their normal increase in distribution, normal expansion of the population. There's no reason why this part of the state wouldn't have ticks, because certainly other states in the region with similar climate and population levels of people have ticks. So I don't know why they haven't been here in the past. We've been just lucky, I guess.
I read an article that you wrote in which you said that the tick species we're the most likely to encounter in Michigan are the American dog tick, the Lone Star tick, and the black-legged tick, which is also called the deer tick. That last one can be a problem because it can carry Lyme disease. How concerned should we be about that?
Well, certainly the tick is increasing. We found the tick in Ionia County. There's been a general increase in tick numbers along the coast of Lake Michigan, from Berrien County all the way up to Ludington. And the tick is pretty common along the coast. We've also had black-legged ticks or deer ticks from Genesee County. And last year I found one on my dog. I live in Mason, which is just south of Lansing. And I'd never heard of deer ticks around the Lansing area until last year, but they're here.
What's the best way to avoid getting ticks on yourself or your kids or your pets?
Well, one is to avoid tick areas, and if you enjoy the outdoors at all, that's pretty hard to do. I mean, I've had people call complaining, you know, that they just put their kids or dogs out in the backyard that isn't typical tick habitat. Ticks are normally thought to, you know, like along, or like will occupy, you know, areas along game trails, brushy areas where they'll climb up and cloister, and then as you brush by, you know, they'll grab a hold and climb up and start searching for a place to feed. Probably the best is, you know, if you've been outside in areas where ticks are known to occur, or you think they might know are known to occur, then certainly inspecting dogs, kids, and yourself for ticks is probably a real good idea.
Howard Russell is an entomologist at Michigan State University. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me on, Rebecca. It's been nice talking to you.
You can learn how to identify the most common tick species in Michigan on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.